Jake, how would you compare the situation of being an elimination game now compared to going into St. Louis when you were down 2-0 in the series?
It was a big game. We obviously didn't want to go down 3. I wouldn't say obviously not an elimination game, but we were kind of looking at it in a similar sense that we need to play our best game of the year, and now we need to do the same thing going back there this time. It's the biggest game of the year, so we got to show up. And we know we can do it. We know we can play in there, and we want to get this thing back to 7 games.
Fair to say the confidence that you guys built in St. Louis then is something you can build upon for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think just knowing that you can win games there, you can play well in that building. I think no matter where, we're going to have that confidence. We know the game we can play. We like stretches of our game. I think we know what needs to be done.
Jacob, you guys said during the last stretch, even in March, first week of April, that you were dropping some games to teams that were desperate, and you guys even said those are the tough games for you guys, but more, you know, they were the desperate teams. You find yourselves in that desperate situation. How do you guys now rally with that backs up against the wall mentality?
Yeah, I mean, that's the playoffs. Every team gets down to these situations. Say all the teams that have gone far in the playoffs have won big games with their backs against the wall. So it's a challenge that every team faces. And if you're going to go far, these are the games you're going to play. We played in them last year. These are the games your big players will show up and play big games.
What do you draw upon from last year? You've been in a couple now of these elimination games.
Each year is a little bit different. But you can't really know what to expect until you've played in one, I guess. So we've got a lot of guys that have. Knowing the style of game and how you're going to feel in that moment and in that game is something that is good to know, I guess, going in.
How do you manage that nervousness, I suppose? I mean, just knowing that, I mean, if you don't get it done, that's the end of the season.
I don't think it's really nervousness. As a hockey player, these are the games you kind of dream in playing when you're a kid, and we've had a good year where we've made it to this point. We want to enjoy playing in that game, and I mean those are the fun games to play. And those are the games you want to play.
Results aside, Jacob, did you expect the series to be as tight as it has been?
Yeah, I think going into it, we knew it was going to be a lot of one goal games. They're one of the best. I think they were second best team second half of the year behind Tampa. So I mean, we knew we were going to get a good game, get a good series, and that's where we are.
You hadn't been on the ice against a little Jake in a long time. What did you? What's been the one thing that struck you about this Blues team under Berube?
They're good. They got a lot of good skilled players. I mean, they play the game hard. I think they do play different than what we saw earlier in the year when they weren't going as well as they are now. They play a simple game. They're hard. It's, in a way, kind of similar to the game we want to play and that we play when we're playing our best.
Did you try to clear your mind that this could be an elimination for you guys and just treat it as, like, the next game?
No. I mean, you know, it's an elimination game. You're not going to lie to yourself or try to paint a picture that's not what it is. You got to be honest with yourself and know No, your back is against the wall, and we got to find a way to get this series back to Winnipeg.
More big picture, but last night was another twist. How would you describe this series? Strange, weird, unpredictable.
It's been tight. It's a bounce one way or the other. They're one goal games. It's you create those chances and those bounces, but it seems like every game they've been a lot of one goal games, and they could really go either way.
And the fact that you did home ice advantage just hasn't meant anything. I mean, is that that's a bit of an oddball thing, especially for your club that has won so many games in their own building.
It is what it is. I think playoff hockey kind of is a different animal. You've seen it across the board that home ice isn't always an indicator of who's going to win the game for sure. So, it is what it is. We got to go in there. We got to win a game in their building.
Does it make it easier to flush these games that you do lose, knowing that they are so tight, like the ones that have been lost?
I don't know if it makes it easier. You have to learn how to do it no matter what, whether it's you lose by 5 or you lose by 1. It's is put it behind you and move on to the next one. If you're still worried about yesterday, tomorrow's gonna not be fun for you. You gotta be able to put it behind you, whether it's good game, bad game. Focus on what's in front of you.
Talk about learning things, Jake. Was there anything that you guys learned maybe from that last shift? Draw down on your end with not that much time left in the game and a tight one.
What do you mean? What did we learn?
How do you see that last shift go in your mind? How did you replay it?
There's just a battle down low. I can recall the entire thing for you without watching it. But yeah, battle behind the net. Puck kind of squared out to the half wall, and they just kind of threw it at the net. I don't even know if it was on the ice. I think it hit off his stick or hit it in out of the air or whatever. It's like I said, we're not dwelling on it. It's yesterday. We got to worry about tomorrow.